Welcome to the Bridge Podcast, a digital worship service. We know that walking with the Lord isn't easy, and we hope this show is a way to come alongside you and offer a little extra weekly encouragement. Most of the content for the show was originally created for our BridgeBox subscription service. For more information, go to missionusa.com/BridgeBox.
Welcome, pardon, cleanse, release. It was a pretty weak smattering of applause, but okay. I may not be all that great of a preacher, but y'all aren't that great of an audience, so you just get what you get. I'll mess with y'all because I love you. Here's what's going on. A lot of people tell me they're afraid of the future at the same exact time as they're improving and bettering their lives. Now, I have a few problems with the math on that. If you're improving your life, your life's going to be better. It's not that much of an unknown. There's not that much to be afraid of. You might lose some dysfunctional relationships, but that's not a tragedy, is it? If I hand you a scratcher and I say, this is going to be a winner, you don't sit there afraid of what might happen if you scratch it off. See what I'm saying? Maybe y'all don't. Y'all are a little dismayed there for a second. Better is better. It's good. We can be happy with it. The unknowns of that, we don't have to be worried about. I think the problem here is, as we're making these transformations, as we're improving ourselves here at the Bridge, as we're working to better and transform ourselves and letting God work in us, I wonder, do you know what it is that you bring to the table? Do you know about yourself the way that God has reached down and made you different from the person sitting to your left or to your right, the person you might see up here? God has given you strengths that I don't have. You need to know what those things are. And God has created those things in you. He has made those to, that is you, the essential you, are those strengths. It's all these things that we do wrong that are something outside of what God has created. It's outside of who we really are. As you get rid of the sin in your life, here's what you're going to find out. You're going to find out the real you. And that's a good thing. See, I think a lot of people worry, am I just one big human-shaped pile of screw-ups? And if I start doing better, there won't be anything of me left. Because the me, the way I know myself is by my own screw-ups. I think all of that is upside down and backwards, and we're going to look at that. I'm going to make my case, and we'll see if you agree with me. All right? Here's where this starts. The Bible says that what God does with you is he puts you through a process similar to the way people make pure gold and the way that people make pure silver. See, when you dig silver out of the ground, it's just a lump of rock. It's got a little bit of silver in it, but the rest is just no other kind of rock, you know. You take that rock and you heat it up, heat it, and then you melt it. And because the silver and gold are heavy, they sink to the bottom. And all the junk comes floating up to the top. You put enough heat on it, the junk starts coming to the surface. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. You put the heat on, here comes all the bad stuff, comes to the surface. But what a person does when they're making pure gold, when they're making pure silver, is they take that and they just scrape all that junk off the top, see? And then what you're left over with is more pure. And you do that again and again, and more of the junk comes to the top. You wipe that off. Here's what Psalm 66 says. You have tested us, O God. You have purified us like silver. So this is the image that we're working from, is that God sees things in you that don't belong, that are negative, that are causing problems for you, that you're dealing with the consequences of it. And he's going in there and taking that out. What are we going to have when that's left over? We're going to have the real you at long last. The person that God has given all of these gifts to, the person that God has created. See, the weaknesses that we have are weaknesses in the flesh. Your flesh can't really be holy. You know, when you think about it, you know, it doesn't have, my flesh doesn't have holy desires of any kind. I don't know about you. Maybe your flesh has holy desires, you know. I don't wake up and my body says to me, we need to get up early and put on nice clothes and go hang out with church folk on Sunday morning. That my body doesn't tell me to do that. My body says, time to eat when I don't really need to eat. It says, have sex with this person that you're not married with and ruin your whole life. My body says, steal that. Why bother paying for it? Nobody's looking. My flesh tells me to do wrong things all day, every day. Maybe you're different. I'm not going to drag you into it with me. But the Bible says that's our sin nature. That's our natural state. But he's talking about our flesh. He's talking about our bodies, the things our bodies tell us to do over and over again. But is that the real you? You see, when part of you is flesh, but part of you is spirit, right? When you die, your spirit's going to go on. We're very focused on where it's going to go on to. That's very important. That's what we're focused on here. But this flesh part of you is temporary. Believe me, it's only going to last for a short minute. And then you're going to spend the rest of eternity in the spirit. See, the strengths that God has built into you, and he's built strengths into you that he has not built into me. He's built in gifts into you that he's not built into me. But he's built those things into your spirit. Your spirit has a strength and it has a desire to overcome your flesh. Am I making sense? The enemy knows what your gifts are. And he's afraid of what might happen if those things come into place. There is a campaign against you. Here's what that campaign is. You can't fight it. You can't overcome it till you know what the campaign is. Here's what the campaign is. You ain't never going to amount to anything. You're never going to be anybody. Look at what you did. Look at what you said. Look at how you acted. Look at your record. Look at the X on your back. Look at the mark on your record. Look at the past. Look at the past. Look at the past. Look at the past. Over and over and over and over again. So sooner or later you start believing I am the thing I did. You're not. That's a lie. You did that thing wrong and you need to take a responsibility for it. You need to deal with it, same as me, everybody else. You have inclinations that are an incredibly bad idea that you need to fight against with all the spiritual strength that you've got. No question about it. But recognize the true you. The spirit that lives within you has strengths that the enemy is worried about you finding out about. He's worried about you finding out who you really are and what's really going on with you. All of this negative stuff then that I'm talking about is foreign. It's alien. It doesn't belong in your head. It doesn't belong in your life. All this negativity that the enemy wants to put on you and say, you're nothing more than your appetites. You're nothing more than your past. You're nothing more than what your record says you are. All of that is not from God. And it's designed to keep you down. It's designed to perpetuate these lies in your life, but we tend to think of everything the other way around. I am my screw-ups. And I'm trying to throw some spirituality on my life that doesn't fit, it doesn't belong, it's not working out, and I don't think it's going to take root. See what I'm saying? That's not how this is at all. The more you get rid of all the junk, and the more that junk comes to the surface and we take it out of there, the more you're going to find out who you are and the person that God created to be, and the more you're going to be happy with the results. The things that we bring up out of the ground are impure, but we have to purify them in order so they can be of use. See, the enemy, you think about a lump of silver, again, it's just a rock that has some silver in it. If you just take that and try and use that as make a ring out of it or something, it wouldn't work. If you don't purify it and it has all this junk in there, it doesn't have a strength to it. But I think we tend to spend too much of our time thinking about right and wrong, good and bad, and judging ourselves in that way. But this example, when we're talking about being purified, he's talking about a process where there's something that doesn't belong. Is it wrong? Is it bad? Will it lead you to do bad things? Absolutely. That's true. No question about it. But that's not really the main point. The point is, it doesn't belong. It's not for you. That thought in your head is not from me. It's not for you to believe in. It's not the truth. It's pointing you towards a lie, and it needs to get out. You're never going to amount to anything. You're never going to be any better than this. You a natural born thug, dude. See? You don't know me like that. Don't put that on me either. Don't tell me I got no hope to be anything other than what I am right here, right now. If ever there was a reason for me to punch you in the face, that you just gave it to me right there. See, we have this way of letting people talk down to us and believing in that, taking that inside of our heart. It's a distortion. It's a twisting around of what God wants us to believe. This is Proverbs 17, verse 3. Fire tests the purity of silver and gold, but the Lord tests the heart. See, there's junk in there that he's got to bring up. Maybe, some people in the room may be able to relate to this, maybe he's got to sit you down for a minute. Maybe he has to bring you through a hard circumstance. You know, earlier this week, we were at Division One and talking to some of the brothers in there. And they know God's put his hand on them and got them sit it down for a minute. And he's working this stuff out that doesn't belong. There's some in you that doesn't belong. It's not for you. And God is trying to test that heart. He's trying to take all of those things. And yes, some of these hard circumstances are putting you to the test. Some days you feel like you're just hanging on. Some days you feel like you're not going to make it. Sometimes you feel like this is too hard to keep going. But this is what this verse is trying to tell you, is God is allowing those things to happen because he knows there's a strength in you that is now being brought out. And there is junk that's being manifest and that doesn't belong, that you're realizing doesn't belong, and that's being taken away. Amen? God bless you. We love you. Appreciate it.